All right, Ollie Horgan, that must feel good, a dramatic late winner against Waterford.
Yeah, obviously, yeah. 3 points anywhere. You know, that's only our second win of the season in the league, like, you know. Look, we were respects of the Walsh stuff for a long while, but to be fair, it was kind of rolled back the years with you know, other years where we stood up and were counted. And unfortunately, we conceded the equaliser to make it 2-2 from a set piece, which was very disappointing. And it looked like we're going to hang on for a draw. But to be fair, they found another gear and another little bit of energy and muster to get up the pitch. And to be fair to Sean Boyd, he scored a great winner. He missed a couple earlier on, and we're delighted for him that he struck at it. And it's a good sign of the young lad from the other end of the country to come up here and stick at it and score a goal in injury time.
Yeah, and you persevered with Sean Boyd. I mean, he scored an important goal down in Sligo as well. Got you 3 points tonight, Ollie. And there's fans there, you know, suggesting that Boyd should be called ashore during games, but he sticks with it.
Look, Dermot, I think you've addressed it there. You know, we're not all deaf, to put it that way to you. I have no problem in taking sick from fans that pay in, absolutely. So neither is Paul Higgerty. But these are kids, all right? And they're not here for love of money or for any sort. They're here to try and gain a bit of experience and try and help us stay in this division. And unless people back them, I have no problem in people criticising me or giving me abuse. Not a problem. I love her, right? But the young kids need a little bit of, yeah, maybe Sean Boyd doesn't have the work rate that some other lads have, but he's quality. Right? He showed his quality tonight in the last minute of the game. He showed his quality in Sligo with the goal that he got. And I think we need people, you know, try and back them and give them the confidence. Otherwise, we'll go straight back to the first division.
Yeah. Well, he was part of a team tonight that was patched up, Ollie. It was thrown together then. So many players missing. So that just makes this one even all the more enjoyable.
Yeah, it does, yeah. But it reminds me, we had a situation last year against Galway in the first division, a refix game. I think it was a Bank Holiday Monday. It could have been the June Bank Holiday again, I'm not sure. Where we were down a hell of a lot of players through suspension and injury, and Jesse Deaver scored a brilliant winner at the far end to kick us on, to put it that way to you. You know, sometimes when it's least expected, things go your way and decisions go your way and you get more out of people. Other times, like the run we were on a month ago, where we couldn't get a result for love of money, despite playing quite well. And in fact, we didn't play all that well tonight, except we were dogged, we were, you know, a little bit resolute, and it was a bit like the old times, as I said, where it was backs to the wall stuff, and while we didn't hold on to win 2-1, at least they found a little bit to get up the pitch again to get a winner.
Yeah, and as you suggested during the week, this Waterford team, I mean, it's a team full of experience, full of quality as well, Ollie, and they got themselves right back into it at the end, and yeah. you thought they'd taken a point from this?
They're a proper side, but that's all the teams are in the Premier Division. I mean, you know, do I need to explain who Damien Delaney is, do we? Do you know what I mean? Like, this man has achieved, whether he achieved it or other in England. I mean, you're looking through the pitch, Bastian Heary. He's one of the top players in this division. We've beaten the proper side here tonight, without doubt. They qualified for Europe, albeit the last in the technicality. That's what we've beaten. You know, and I think people need to realise the standard of teams that come here, and we're playing a better side again on Monday in Shamrock Rovers.
Yeah. So how do you approach this one on Monday night? Now the four guys that are suspended tonight, are they all available again?
Yeah, they served a one-match ban, which we're all hitting tonight. They basically all culminated in the 1 week in Germany, because the Shamrock Rovers game of last Friday was brought forward, which meant 2 weeks suspensions culminated in one tonight. Mm. They come back into the frame. We have a lot of injuries. We picked up, obviously, Michael Gallagher, who has been taken to hospital, and we need to see what he's like in casualty here later on. He'll obviously be out, please God, he doesn't have a break. But, you know, we need everybody to be available, to be fit, and to be with us, to put it that way.
And all of a sudden, off the bottom of the table, okay, it's only on goal difference, Ollie, but you gotta be happy with that too.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter where you are, you know, whether we are 15, 16 games in, all that matters is where you are in 36 games, to put it that way too. UCD will accumulate a lot of points, in particular at home, and we need to match that. And, you know, yeah, we got 3 points, maybe unexpected tonight, but we have to try and pick up points. Even on Monday night, we've got to try and plan. Could we get something out of it against probably the best team in the country at the moment? And we came up short here before. We got hammered up in Tala. It was the biggest hammering we got, even though Waterford bet us 4 Shamrock Rovers split us 3 and we're 3-0 up at half time in the canter. You know, they have serious, serious quality. As I said, all of these teams that we're playing in the Premier Division, it's a serious league, a hell of a lot higher than when we were there before, and we need to get better to try and stay in it.